This is Dakota Datebook for February 6th. North Dakota remembers World War I. With thousands of American troops now at the front in France on this date in 1918, food conservation had become critical. A new guide was issued which called for at least one wheatless meal each day except Monday, when no wheat products were allowed. Tuesday was a meatless day, and most days required at least one meal without meat. No pork products were allowed on Saturday. All sugar and fats were to be used sparingly, but potatoes and other vegetables were not restricted. Public eating houses were allowed to sell pies, donuts, cookies, and other pastries on Wheatless Monday as long as they contained one-third wheat flour substitutes. This included cornmeal, corn flour, and corn starch, and products made from rice, barley, oats, soybeans, potatoes, sweet potatoes, and buckwheat. The responsibility to adhere to these regulations rested not only on the housewife, but also on the retailers. Dr. E. F. Ladd, the North Dakota Food Administrator, issued a warning to retailers that noncompliance could mean the loss of their retail license. Retailers were allowed to sell only 24 to 49 pounds of flour per family living in a town. Families in the country were allowed 49 to 98 pounds, and ranchers coming from a long distance could obtain a barrel of flour, but not to exceed a 60-day supply. And for each 7 pounds of flour, 3 pounds of flour substitute were required to be sold. Sugar was also heavily regulated. Home consumption was limited to 3 pounds per family per month, though purchasing a 2-month supply was okay. Farmers and ranchers who traveled greater distances could obtain even longer-lasting supplies in one trip, 50 to 100 pounds. Dr. Melvin Gilmore of the State Historical Society of North Dakota believed that self-reliance on resources long available in North Dakota could ease the burden of food conservation. Just as lignite coal has helped ease the coal shortage, if North Dakotans developed a taste for corn, which local native tribes had used as a staple for centuries, it could reduce the need for wheat. Although the state was relatively treeless, large groves of box elders were common. A relative of the sugar maple, box elders could be used as a source of sugar, if tapped in the coming spring. Gilmore believed that by studying Native American customs, North Dakotans could become less dependent upon scarce commodities. It was their patriotic duty in a time of war. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jim Davis. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.